In this bulletin, calls for an independent inquiry into a historical rape allegation after Attorney General Christian Porter denies claims against him. Myanmar marks its worst day of violence since protests against military rule began. And in sport, a dozen females added to the Olympic Executive Board for the Tokyo Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The lawyer for a woman who made a rape allegation against the Federal Attorney General says speaking out is important, but the matter isn't yet over. Christian Porter denies he sexually assaulted the woman when the pair were on a debating trip in the 1980s. Lawyer Michael Bradley says an inquiry should still be held so an official outcome can be reached because denial isn't a resolution.
The purpose of such an inquiry would be to take the allegation, investigate it, and look at all the evidence, including his response, and then reach a determination on the balance of probabilities as to whether it happened. No part of that would require him or place the onus on him to disprove anything.
Mr. Porter addressed the alleged victim's parents, who he admitted were grieving for the loss of their daughter, who died last year.
I was 17 years old, and I think that she was 16 years old. And in losing that person, your daughter, you've suffered a terrible loss. And you did not deserve the frenzied politicisation of the circumstances of your daughter's death of the past week.
Senator Linda Reynolds has dismissed suggestions she questioned a former staff member's account of being raped at Parliament House. The Defence Minister, who took medical leave last month, says she has consistently respected Brittany Higgins' privacy and her agency to tell her own story. Ms Reynolds says she feels she has been misrepresented in recent news reports and the allegation must be treated seriously to ensure her legal rights are protected. Ms Higgins has made a formal complaint to police about the allegation from 2019. The United Nations says 38 people have been killed in Myanmar, marking the worst day of violence since protests against military rule began. Police again opened fire on protesters who are opposing the military coup. Myanmar's democratically elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, was detained by the military during the coup on February the 1st. There are reports security forces have also detained about 300 protesters in Yangon. Pope Francis is appealing to the international community to ensure the voices of Myanmar's people are heard.
From Myanmar, we received sad news of bloody clashes with loss of human lives. I want to call the attention of the involved authorities so that dialogue can prevail over repression and harmony over discord.
U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has singled out the U.S. relationship with China as the main overseas focus of President Joe Biden's administration. He says China poses the biggest geopolitical test of this century. In his first major speech, he says President Joe Biden's administration will emphasize diplomacy over military action and build cooperation with the world on global challenges such as climate change. He also promised to champion the rights of Hong Kongers and Uyghurs, saying that without that action, China will act with even greater impunity.
Our relationship with China will be competitive when it should be, collaborative when it can be, and adversarial when it must be. The common denominator is the need to engage China from a position of strength. That requires working with allies and partners, not denigrating them, because our combined weight is much harder for China to ignore.
And in sport, the president of the Tokyo Olympics says 12 new female board members have been officially appointed to diversify opinions and increase the number of women. Sydney Olympics marathon gold medalist Naoki Takahashi and former Paralympic alpine skier Kuniki Obanata are among 12 new additions. The percentage of women on the board has now risen from 20 to 42. Games organisers also vowed to make a decision on allowing overseas spectators to attend by the end of the month. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says initiatives have begun to vaccinate people before entering Japan for the Games. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, a few showers and a possible storm, 26. Adelaide, sunny, also 26. Melbourne, cloudy, 21. Hobart, possible morning shower, 21. Canberra, sunny, 27. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 25. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle sunny 26, Brisbane possible shower 28, Cairns possible windy with showers 31, and Darwin partly cloudy 33. This is SBS News.